Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and I'd like to share with you the story of Saints Charles Lwanga and his companions, young martyrs of Africa in the 19th century. They were killed for opposing the king's immoral practices and for their Christianity. Here's an eyewitness account of their martyrdom. Then we set out from the square, walking in single file, a rope from neck to neck joining the prisoners. As we went, every one of us prayed in his heart, but not aloud. When we arrived in the valley, we were ordered to halt where the high executioner and a big crowd waited. The executioner separated Charles Lwanga from the others, and Lwanga said to us, "Friends, I am staying here. Goodbye. We shall meet again in heaven." With one voice we answered, "Yes, before the throne of God. Au revoir." Charles was laid on a pyre and roasted alive. Then the others were stripped, wrapped in reed mats, piled on a huge pyre, and burnt alive. One executioner said, "We have killed many people, but never such as these. On other occasions, victims did nothing but moan and weep. There was not a sigh, not even an angry word. All we heard was a soft murmur on their lips. They prayed until they died. O God, who have made the blood of martyrs the seed of Christians, mercifully grant that the field which is your church, watered by the blood shed by Saints Charles Lwanga and his companions, may be fertile and always yield an abundant harvest. Amen."
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.